Fred Film Radio event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today we're talking about ARSAD, the Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description, taking place in Barcelona on March 16th and 17th. We're going to have the opportunity to chat with the speakers of the conference, as Fred is a media partner. I have with me Agnieszka Walczak, who's going to be one of the speakers. So thank you, Agnieszka, for talking to us about your presentation and your experience in accessibility.
Hello, it's a great pleasure to be interviewed by you, so welcome.
Grazie, thank you, Agnieszka. So Agnieszka, tell me something about yourself to start. So you work for HBB for All, and you also work for the Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona.
Yes, at the moment I'm a PhD candidate at the university, as you said, Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona in Spain, where we are working on a very big project, European project, HBB for All. Mm-hmm. This project is focusing about media accessibility in a connected TV environment. What that means is that we are trying to make as many products, as many programs accessible for people with different needs, right? So also mm-hmm. for people who are deaf, for people who are blind, and all the other people who might need assistance when watching TV, simply.
Perfect. So how did you start working on accessibility? So how did it start for you?
So my journey yes. is quite long, to say. It started around 2010 when I was working on my MA thesis, and then I met Dr. Agnieszka Szarkowska from Poland. We were working on audio description for the children. So it was my first project, and then I met Dr. Pilar Orero, yes. with whom I started working on my PhD later, right? And then the next project arrived, HBB for All, and that's why I landed here, and I'm working on media accessibility at this university.
I don't have to ask you if the Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona is involved in accessibility, because we know that is one of the excellencies. So
yes. Correct.
Where are you based at the moment?
Now I'm based in Barcelona, yes, at okay. UAB.
What's the status of accessibility in Spain, besides obviously the activities that you carry on with university?
It's developing all the time. We are working on many different ways, so to say, to make the media accessible. And we are working, for example, recently within the framework of the project, we're working on the application. Right, that would mm-hmm. help the blind and deaf viewers to go to the cinema, right, and sit next to a person who doesn't have problems or sight problems, and they could sit next to one next to another and just watch a movie together without any problems, because people with their application could access the film. Just as easy as it can be.
I imagine that that's not going to be your first time to ARSAD.
Yes, correct. My story with ARSAD started a few years ago mm-hmm. in 2011. Then it was my first time when I was presenting this project on audio description for children. But then I found out about ARSAD because I wanted to go to a conference which was like fully devoted to audio description. There was no such event at the time, as far as I know. So that's why I got interested in the event, and I like stayed loyal to it, and I'm also participating this year.
What's the added value that ARSAD brings to your work, and you think that brings to the development of media, of accessibility, and obviously media accessibility?
It's a fantastic event. It's a fantastic place, a place where people working on media accessibility can actually meet. And in the context of audio description, that they can discuss current developments, their work, and they can just plan what to do in the future and how we can help more. So it's just a fantastic occasion for people to meet and exchange their experiences. So that's what I like about it a lot.
So now let's get deeper into your presentation, which title is presence as a tool for measuring the effectiveness of audio description. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And the thing is that for many years, people up until now were working on audio description in the sense that they were measuring users' comprehension, meaning how much you understood after watching, right? But there is another function of audio description, so to say, which is that of enjoyment, whether you enjoyed the movie, whether it was fun for you, whether it was a nice experience, right? So in my presentation, I'm focusing on this other function, so to say, more in detail, because we wanted to check whether, what type of audio description gives you more interest, is more interesting to you, right?
Obviously, it must be something that gives you, let's say, that you enjoy. I mean, that's the basics
more,
of cinema and in general arts.
Indeed, that's in the end the aim of cinema. Like, you go there and you enjoy. So we wanted to check what type of audio description is the one that is more enjoyable for you, simply. I will be focusing on that. But we were just wondering how to measure it. So we were using this presence, right, concept, which is quite novel. Not in general, but in Poland, in the context of Poland, because I was working with Polish blind and partially sighted viewers. So there, it's quite new. But we use this tool to check how people immerse in the story, how they are getting involved in the story, right? And we got some nice results, which I'm going to present during the conference.
Well, Agnieszka, I can't wait. I really hope I can be there, and it's going to be very interesting. As you know, Fred is involved mainly in cinema and film festivals, so that's the part we're the most interested in, and there's something that since we have a target, our audience is composed basically and mainly of industry professionals, filmmakers, aspiring filmmakers and directors, script writer. It's accessibility is very important, and what's important is that they have to understand that accessibility could actually increase the number of the audience that enjoy their film. So,
yes, correct. I couldn't agree more. And with the technological advances, moreover, right, it can be now made possible, like, very easily. So it is just a matter of wanting to do it, and nothing else. So I hope we can join our forces, promote accessibility, and make the world better.
I like that. And with that, I want to thank you again. Good luck for your presentation.
Yes, thank you very much. To you too.
Thank you, Agnieszka Walczak. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.